The Venetian patrician humanist Francesco Barbaro, in his treatise on marriage of 1416, added a third consideration, the authority that an older husband should impose on his young wife. Brides should be like soft wax, Barbaro said, the better to bear their husband's stamp. Impressions stamped previously are difficult to efface from hardened wax. These are the reasons why parents felt compelled to put their daughters on the marriage market by their mid-teens. Giovanni Bondimier married his wife, whose first name was not recorded, as usual, in 1449. The marriage took place in 1449, and the couple quickly produced three daughters. Just how quickly appears from those daughters' marriage dates. The first married in 1461, the second in 1462, and the third in 1466, which means that the first two must have married around age 12, and the third no later than age 15. We don't know how old their mother was when she started getting pregnant with these daughters, but it must have been right after her wedding in 1449. These were exceptionally young marriage ages for girls in the 15th century, though less unusual in the plague-ridden 14th. More characteristic was Francesco Valier in 1492. He wanted his daughters to marry at age 16 at the latest, he said, though earlier if my executors think it more appropriate to their honor. Alvise Zane in 1485 wanted his daughter Michela married between the ages of 14 and 16. Mothers were just as insistent. Orsa da Canal in 1440 threatened that if her daughters weren't married by age 17, they were to get nothing from her estate. Petronella Morosini in 1464 conditioned her bequest to her daughter Paulina on the girls marrying as soon as she turned 14. And if the girl's father wanted to delay Paulina's marriage, he was to be removed from the administration of Petronella's estate. As it happened, Paulina was married 2 years later when she was no older than 15. Petronella, Orsa da Canal, and other mothers could influence the marriages of their daughters because their wealth was an essential component, in some cases the crucial component, of the dowries that the girls' fathers hoped to offer prospective sons-in-law. Once they were married, most new brides moved in with their husband's family, beginning their wifehood in an alien space they had never seen before, often under the authority of their new spouse's father or sometimes his widowed mother. For most teenage brides, it must have been intimidating, even frightening, to leave their sheltered life at home or in a convent to now find themselves in the home of strangers and in the bed of one of them.